1393.3 FM K1. Good morning. 9:30 on a Thursday morning means I get to spend a little bit of time talking with Brad Dundress from Dundress Family of Autos on a K1 edition of Car Talk. Good morning, Brad.
Good morning, Charlie. How are you today?
It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood. Looking forward to a lot of things going on this weekend.
It's a busy time of year.
Let me think. The good, the bad, and the barbecue. Of course, the 20th annual celebration out at the Mullendore Crossbell Ranch.
It's hard to believe it's 30 years.
33rd annual Oldies and Goodies Car Show going on at Tri-County Tech. The list goes on, but I'd rather talk cars with you right
now. Lots of great stuff going on. We've got great kicking off summer with great deals on lots of new and used cars and trucks. I've got a special deal going on Toyota where we've got a what we're calling the fast track, where great pricing on all the cars on the windows and online. So go check that out at DundressToyota.com. You know, we've got all that information now up online at our websites. It's really easy to research everything, see all the incentives. You can start the process of having your trade evaluated. You can check on your credit or fill out a credit application. Go pretty much all the way through to purchase the car.
Yeah. Other than just
a test drive,
and
we'll be happy to work with you on that. We can take you the car or whatever is most convenient for you.
You have made it so easy over the course of the last several years, starting really with when you put that cart on the
shopping cart. Yeah, that one we had to take that one off after a couple years.
Well,
that was kind of cool. That was actually one of the first that actually went all the way through. There, you could actually click buy and actually buy a car, but I think that was in 2006 or 2007.
That sounds about right, yeah.
It really wasn't ready yet. You know, it was hard to – the online pricing tools weren't quite as sophisticated today. You know, I can really see the entire market on any car and see exactly how other dealers have them priced. I can see transaction prices that come from all the information that's out there. I mean, it's valuable information. Obviously, we need to know what the transaction values are. We want to make a fair price. In today's world, people expect a lot of transparency on that, and so you don't want to play that game. And you need to know where to price it. And so we do a lot of research on that on every vehicle every day, really, and continually update the pricing. And that just is continually happening in the background.
And then you add on the We Will Buy Your Car program that's been going on now for 6 or 7 years, or it seems that way anyway. Mm-hmm. I've lost track of time. Another layer of transaction transparency, because here's a cash offer. Whether you buy a car with Dundress or not, this is a cash offer for your car.
That's right. I mean, we do it every day, and we buy lots of cars that way, that we don't end up selling another car. And we are in the market to trade cars, so that's what we do every day. We can easily process the title work and do all that, which is sometimes a hassle if you're trying to trade a car personally.
Mm-hmm.
So we can do that. We've got access to banks and finance stuff, warranties and things. People don't think about that a lot, but whether you're buying or selling, that adds value to the vehicle. And that plus a lot of times we've serviced the vehicle, and since we have the service history, plus we've got Carfax and Auto Check and all those things that we can check on that, and we'd be happy to help you with that too. So we can show you that history. I mean, and that's part of it. When you deal with Dundress, we want to show you everything we can and help you make an informed decision.
You are the home of the 995 oil change, so why not have, regardless of what brand of car you're driving, get your oil changed at Dundress, and then
that's
you've
right.
got the service history right there.
We'd like to do that for you. That's a great deal on oil changes. We pride ourselves on having the best deal in the market on any oil change, really, and we make a big deal of the 995. It's kind of a slogan, but that's up to 5 quarts of oil, which handles a lot of really smaller cars, probably 30-40% of the cars are that.
Sure.
If there's a couple quarts extra needed, we add that to the charge. Usually people in a half-ton truck or an Expedition or something, you'd be looking at getting out of there around $16, $17, something like that, with tax and all the fees and all the oil. So it's still a really great deal. Most places are going to charge you at least twice that. And we do that because we want to have your business, and we know that this is the easiest way to get people to transact car business with you, is that they need the oil change the most often.
And
so we want to make no reason why you wouldn't want to do it at Dundress.
Exactly. And then while you're there, you give them the written report card on their vehicle. I don't remember the number, but it's a whole bunch of things that you check. You refill all the fluids. If you're rotating the tires, you can check brakes and everything else while people are there.
No, it's great. And that whole checklist and what we do. I mean, that's the other thing that drives all this is we see it all the time where we help people extend the life on their tires. I was talking to a good friend that's in our Tires for Life program about how long the tires lasted because he kept rotating and maintaining the tires. And, and he got over 60,000 miles on the tires, and the tires were still not worn to the point where they were supposed to be replaced under the program, but because they were aging on time, we went ahead and replaced them for him. But that's one of those great deals in a story that if you don't really stay disciplined in that, and a lot of people don't think about that as being a important thing to do necessarily. Like I think people know they need to change their oil these days, but rotating those tires really will save you money and keep you safe in your vehicle too. But really, just look at it dollars and cents. If you can get double the life of your tire, something like that, it's going to make a big difference.
Absolutely. And then all the other services you offer in today's engine where because of this or that, you need to have some of the BG treatments and that sort of thing when you bring it in. It's an option, and your competitive price there as well.
And that's something that really depends on how you use your vehicle. Mm-hmm. And that's another thing with oil changes today that we see is, and this has always been the case in Oklahoma, even when we were recommending 3,000-mile oil intervals, which wasn't that long ago, really.
No.
And, the truth is that around here with the extremes of temperature and how we drive our vehicles with all the dust that some vehicles get on them, if you're traveling in the country, it's just better to go ahead and change the oil more often than not. Certainly don't want to waste oil, but the truth is it's going to make your engine last longer. And so we see sometimes vehicles that get a lot of miles that are on synthetics, even when they're going to the full extreme, that they're going to have issues as they age. And we haven't really experienced a lot of that because we don't have super high mileage ones that have been around that long on full synthetic. But that'll start happening in the next few years, and I think we're going to learn they need to change their oil too very regularly and just be consistent in that. And and if you're in a place or if you're putting lots of miles, hard miles on your vehicle, sometimes if you're not driving a lot too is another thing. People around here, if you really just putz around Bartlesville, it's hard to put a lot of miles on your car. And if you're not, you do need to have that oil changed every year or so, just to make sure that your engine is healthy and it keeps that good fluid in it, because it'll settle obviously if it's not being driven, and it can, and that's the beginning of the sludging process. Mm-hmm. And that whole gravity isn't going to help it if you're not driving it regularly.
Yeah, all those things that we sometimes forget about, that, yes, it's in the owner's manual. They told me, but I didn't read it, or I forgot about it, or I read it 3 years ago. And
sometimes these additional services give you a lot of added value, too. You mentioned the BG products, which we do sell. Those give you warranties that come when you do their services, too. So there is some value to that. A lot of times we'll recommend that at a certain point when you're getting a higher mileage vehicle, you can do a flush, and it actually is going to protect you if you have a mechanical breakdown then at that point. And it's a relatively inexpensive way to get a little bit of extra protection on a higher mileage vehicle.
Well, and just because my car has the EcoBoost engine in it, there are certain, and they did recommend the PG treatment on that at a certain mileage level.
Yeah.
I did. I've happened to take an out-of-town trip, and I could tell it was back to the brand new auto, gas mileage as far as that.
Yeah, it can help improve economy. It can do a lot to just make sure it's operating most efficiently, which is obviously with a mechanical engine, that's a critical thing. And it's all that's so important to keep your engine maintained and maintain that trade value too. That kind of maintenance, that's the other thing you get when you're doing those 995 oil changes, and saving money that way and rotating your tires is going to make your vehicle worth more when you trade it in. And that's another benefit of, doing business in Dungis.
Well, in addition to the great selection on Ford, Lincoln, and Toyota.
Right, no doubt. And we'd love to show you those. There's a lot of great vehicles out there. We've got a huge inventory. I know you may have heard in the news about Ford having to stop production of the F-150 right here because of a fire in a plant and inability to get some parts. But we've got a great selection of them on ground right now, incredible selection of half-ton trucks, and there's plenty more still on their way that have already been built, so there's not going to be any issues locally for that.
Now, CBS was reporting, I think it was at 7 o'clock, that Ford was saying that there are a lot of F-Series vehicles in the pipeline.
Right.
And so it shouldn't be a problem, at least for quite a while.
And another thing, you know, we mentioned it last week, but the thing about Ford and the sedans.
and I'm sure you're going to get
It keeps coming up, and I must say that
I'm thinking of, you know, okay, when's the last year they're going to build a Fusion? So,
we're getting both that, the real passionate people that want to make sure they get their Fusion, and, you know, there's wires for doing it. And, you know, I think, first of all, Ford's trying to meet the market demand. I think the sedan segment is just not, I mean, if you look around right now and you look on the road, the sedans are more of a niche vehicle than they've ever been. And people are really, using these utility vehicles. Mm-hmm. And come check out, like, the Ford EcoSport. I mean, this is one we just got. It's the size of a car, of a sedan, but it's not. You wouldn't call it a car because it doesn't have a sedan style trunk. So, mm-hmm. I think Ford obviously is going to do whatever they can to meet market demand. And I think what they're really saying here is that they have a vision for how this is going to evolve over the next few years, and that this is going to be where most people are looking for their vehicles. And, I think it's a bit kind of a bold move, obviously. And, but we've seen these, it's a pendulum that swings back and forth on this kind of preference. And, you know, who knows if in another few years maybe they'll announce the return of the sedan, but that's possible, certainly.
It's all possible. And it is a bold move somewhat for Ford. We'll see whether some of the other manufacturers follow suit. Mm-hmm. Or if
the Wall Street Journal has reported, there's some differences in how the CAFE laws are administered with the manufacturer, and there's a lot of change coming in that. I know all the manufacturers are preparing for that, and, you know, they need to, because we see it how, you know, it's just a little difficult sometimes to meet certain averages when you're selling vehicles and having to meet market demand. And I think, you know, so the, from a manufacturing point of view, you've got to line that up pretty well, where what you're selling is going to be desirable to people, but also not cause any issues with that program, the law that's there. So
exactly. Well, you are also active in the community. I mean, when we look at some of the things that are going on, I know you guys are going to be out at the Good, the Bad, and the Barbecue.
Well, actually, not this year. This is like the first one I have missed.
What?
I think in all 20 years, probably. Okay. So I hate to say it, but we've got soccer going on this weekend, and so that's become another issue that we don't need to talk about on the radio.
No,
but I do spend a lot of time on the soccer field or getting there. Mother's
with,
Day
with
will
the
be
new cricket field just opening up. I don't know. Maybe you're headed out to watch a cricket match.
Well, that's exciting. I'm excited to see some cricket there. There is a lot going on this weekend. The car show is out there. We looked at putting one of our Mustangs in there, and we're passing on that too. But anyway, it's a great weekend. We've got some. I went ahead and contributed some stuff to a special auction item that'll be out there.
I was looking through the list this morning.
So I'll be out there in spirit anyway, and wishing everybody the best. I've been talking to the elder care folks, and they've got a great. It's almost sold out, if not already. And so if you want to go, you need. It is one of the best parties in town for sure. And the car shows, you had a great one last week in Dewey, and now this week is the big one in Bartlesville this summer. It's a great time of year for all the people who love their old cars and want to show them off, and that'll be a lot of fun too. And then, you know, we've got another thing coming up that we've been a part of for a long time every summer, the Hot Street Party. And
sure.
I've got Emily Allen Worrell from the Young Professionals here to help us kick
Hello.
It off this year. Hi, Emily. How are
Hi.
You?
Good morning. I am great. Thank you.
Well, I love the Hot Street Party because it really gives everybody a reason to go downtown and have a lot of fun. And, and with the new community green thing happening, I think this is going to be the start of something really big. You guys have, I understand, a lot of great plans for this year's event.
Yeah, so this is the 15th annual Hot
Amazing.
Street Party. Yeah, so I feel like we've hit a pretty strong milestone here.
Mm-hmm.
But we are trying to make it bigger and better this year. I really want to incorporate a lot more games.
Okay.
For all ages,
so
adults,
fun.
Children.
Have fun.
Yeah, so we really want to... it's like a community block party. We like people to come out all over Green Country, Bartlesville, Dewey, et cetera, everybody, and just celebrate the community and what great town we have here. So.
Yeah. Well, there's always great food, great entertainment, great bands, and stuff to do. And we'll probably bring some cars out there to show off.
Oh, I can't wait. Yeah. I can't wait.
We usually do that. But do you have anything set on entertainment and stuff like that yet?
Yeah. So for the band, we're going to have Zodiac, which is a really cool cover band. They've come to Bartlesville several times. I think a lot of people really like them. I'm really excited. It's going to be fun. You're going to dance. We also have, you know, our staple. We have the Gymnastics Club coming out, which is so much fun.
It's always great to watch them perform.
And we have the Children's Musical Theater. They're going to come out and do a little bit from Little Mermaid that they're doing this summer. So, just a lot of fun stuff to keep people active, and we'll still have the kids' space.
Right.
We're going to have all those inflatables and stuff.
Is it going to move to the new location where the green is, or has it been there before?
It was at the green last year.
Okay, that's right. I couldn't remember.
And I think that was the first year we had ever moved it.
Mm-hmm.
And so this is the second year, and
between the community center and the Price Tower is what we're talking about, folks. Kind of close off the Silas Avenue there, and make it an open space. And I know the city and volunteers are working on imagining that space going forward, and the young professionals I think are involved in that process too.
So our president is on the board of the Green Committee, and what we're trying to do with Hot Street Party is kind of mimic the way the green is going to be set up.
Okay.
So we're going to have the stage on like the corner of Dewey and Silas.
Okay.
And that's kind of where the stage is going to be on the green. So,
if you want
a fun sneak peek of the green, then come out to Hot Street Party.
Excellent. No, that's neat. You know, and Young Professionals does a lot of stuff. This is a big party, but you guys are doing stuff every month, all the time. So tell us more about what Young Professionals is doing in the community now.
Let's see. Well, right now we're working on baking cookies for teacher appreciation.
Awesome.
So that'll be fun. We're looking for a giant kitchen, so if anyone has a giant kitchen we can use, that would be great. We're having a social at the beginning of June. It's going to be
out. That's a regular event you guys have.
Yeah, so every month we have socials. This one, we're going to go out to Johnstone Park. I think it's June 8th. Don't quote me. I'm sorry. But you can go to our website, sign up for a newsletter, and it's all there. Or follow us on Facebook because we send out events. And we're going to go play volleyball and grill and just kind of hang out.
Sounds like a lot of fun, a good early summer activity.
Yeah.
Getting going there, and then we'll get. I think we didn't maybe mention, but the Hot Street Party we're talking about, that's June 22nd. So you still got some time.
June 22nd, and it's actually starting earlier this year.
Okay.
So we're starting at 6:30 p.m. and it goes till 11 p.m.
All right.
We just had so much stuff that we had to extend the time a little bit. Yeah.
Well, that should be a great event. We're really looking forward to it. Hopefully, everybody will come out and. You know, we've had a lot of great attendance the last few years, and there's always stuff going on downtown. But I think it's really exciting to see stuff starting to happen in this space. And, you know, I know there's going to be a lot of excitement over this as it unfolds as we start to build out on the green and see where that leads us. I think this is another exciting year for that, and hopefully we'll get a great crowd down there.
Oh, yeah, totally.
Good.
It's going to be a lot of fun, and you look at the history of the Young Professional group, it has just seemed, continued, the snowball just keeps going down the hill and getting bigger and bigger, you know?
No, it's really neat because it helps, I know, attract a lot of people that get involved in the community, and, you know, you guys participate in some chamber events and things, and are, you know, kind of supported a little bit by the chamber, and how many people are in Young Professionals now in Bartlesville, do you know?
Oh, man, you had to ask me that.
Yeah, details, asking questions.
Ooh, I want to say maybe 150 to 200, but
there's a website and Facebook page you mentioned if you want to find out more information. I'm sure they're always looking for young people to or anyone really to get involved. I know it's not.
And
really.
If you're gonna be at the barbecue on Saturday, Young Professionals will be there.
Okay.
I will be there. I will be manning the express pay. So if you want to come, say hi. My name's Emily.
That's a good idea. I think anybody that's going to the barbecue, that should be. Well, your first stop right after you get your bidding number is just to go ahead and process that so that, you know, if you decide to put a last-minute bid down on a silent auction item, or you're the last bidder on the last live auction item, it's already in the system.
Yep.
You know, here, I bought
There's
it. Goodbye.
So many
Thank
great
you very
things
much.
Out
you know.
There, too.
Yeah, so if you win a bid with ExpressPay, you can just walk out. You can grab what you want, and you can walk out, and because it's already paid for. You've already done it. So.
Yeah. Now, I think the chance on the Delta Airlines raffle, that's different. But, you know, everything else with live auction, the silent auction, or Roger typically just asks for some donations to elder care, you can do it that way, too.
Paddles up or whatever. Yeah, no, that'll be a great event. And, folks, if you haven't been out there, it's out at the Mullendore Ranch. It's a great scene.
Buy your tickets today at Elder Care.
Buy your tickets today.
Online at eldercarebbq.org.
A huge number of people out there. Sounds like the weather's going to be pretty good.
Sunshine and a high near 90 at the daytime, anyway.
Pretty warm, but that's great out at the ranch. And I think they'll have a great party, lots of stuff to bid on, both silent and live auctions, and it's one of those really a milestone event every year, and it's right at Mother's Day too, so you can do some last minute Mother's Day shopping.
Exactly, and some people have needed that last minute shopping.
Yes. Yeah. I might need it. We'll see.
That's always good. Yeah, so and we mentioned the car show, too. I think that's another great one to get out there, and they're out at Dry County now, aren't they?
Yes, they are. Uh-huh.
So good stuff. You know, and if you want to check out some new cars, I mentioned the deals on Toyotas already. There's some great deals on Fords also. You know, we've talked the last few weeks about the new Expedition and Navigator. Mm-hmm. We've got some great deals on them now. They've got a $2,000 rebate plus additional Ford offers that come whether you finance or with some other things. So you can get a total of $4,750 off plus the Dungeness discount of $2,280. So you save nearly $7,000 on the Expedition right now. It's a brand new vehicle, really a great deal. There's interest rate deals out there now too. That we've seen some interest rates going up. There's definitely the standard rate for most lenders is higher than it was a few months ago. But you can still get 0% right now for 72 months, plus a $3,000 rebate on an 18 model year Explorer, which is a really great deal. I mentioned the incentives on the Expedition. There's a retail cash of $1,000 I mentioned, plus owner loyalty of $1,000 and Ford credit of $1,000. So that's how that stacks up. We talked about the EcoSport, which is the brand new vehicle. Well, it's brand new for North America.
Right. It's been a European model for three or four years.
Yeah, and it's been around and a tried and tested, proven vehicle around the world that just got to North America. It's really a great small crossover vehicle. It's really sporty but comfortable. I mean, when you sit in it, there's lots of space, and you can get that vehicle with a $1,500 retail customer cash and all the Dungeness discounts. And if you finance it with Ford credit, you can take another $500. And if you currently own a Ford, you take another $1,000 off. There's also some special incentives now. Ford has what they're calling fit rebates, which are basically incentives that are individual to you. You may have gotten one, Charlie, because I know you're a loyal Ford customer, but they're marketing some of this individually to you. If you got an email from Ford, you might want to check it out.
Okay.
They basically are marketing some special rebates that are individuals to people that have been loyal Ford customers. And we've got that list. We may be reaching out to people to just kind of draw that to their attention, but that's what that's all about. And if you get that email, you definitely want to check it out, because there's some special rebates that all go on top of all what we were talking about here. So really great deals. And of course, there's also the programs we have with our partner companies, ConocoPhillips, Phillips 66. A lot of the major employers also have some employee purchase programs where you can buy a Ford for X plan and pay a set price that's really a great deal on the vehicle. So ask about that too if you work for one of those employers.
And that makes it really handy. And then they either with the Ford or Toyota, depending on which company we're talking about, right. or for that, and then you've got all of the local financing options with all the local institutions to make sure you're shopping for the
virtually every local bank, and we have several national banks and specialized car auto lenders. Some that work with people who need, who have credit issues, mm-hmm. Some that are really specialized in real prime credit. So we really have a lot of choices there.
We haven't really talked about that recently. No. Don't prejudge your credit.
No, you shouldn't really. I mean, we do see, we measure what our average interest rate of all our deals is. And, I think in the last 90 days, the last time I calculated, it was 10.84%. And that's with all the 0% and all the high. So it really varies a lot. And but we can get a lot of things done. And, the truth is that that's what the automotive lending model is really thinking what it does best. Is you get that choice. We're not a bank. We don't make the loans. We're mostly interested in selling a car. And so we really are there kind of to help you in that mm-hmm. process, to put you together with the best lender. Plus, we've got the two that we'd use the most are Toyota and Ford. And
sure.
Because they're our partners, and they definitely are interested in selling a car, too. And so we work with your local credit union, with your bank too. So, that gives us the flexibility to work with our transparent way we do with the deals through all the way through the finance process, which is, again, kind of just the whole core to mm-hmm. the whole thing these days, is making it easy and transparent for people and helping them get the information they need. We know that you have choices, and so that we want to make sure that we get on your list, and that's important.
Sure. So that it is important, and then it's still you're there for that test drive. You're there for the service after mm-hmm. the sale. If you get a recall notice, or if you just want to say, I want to customize this thing a little bit, or what's this MyKey thing all about?
That's a huge thing right now. There's a new partnership actually Toyota has with Yakima, and we're just now starting to explore this, but we're going to be able to stock some aftermarket parts that you used to not be able to get at a dealer. You'd have to go somewhere else to a Yakima dealer and get mm-hmm. the stuff, but stuff like bike racks and luggage containers and all the kinds of stuff that's really the practical stuff people add to their vehicles. You think about lifting a truck or, bed liners and stuff like that, but truthfully, most of it is really lifestyle stuff people mm-hmm. do with their vehicles, yeah. and that's where I think a lot. It would be really neat to have that available in the dealership and be able to provide that. So when you're buying your vehicle, you can kind of take it and finish off what you want it to do for you, and you don't have to and you can finance that into your original loan. It's just a few pennies a day that way, probably. But you basically are getting it done up front, and you don't have to worry about doing it later.
Amortize that extra small expense, or maybe mm-hmm. not so small, depending on what you're doing.
Depends on what you do, but especially when we have these interest rate deals, you can do it with 0% interest, and it really doesn't cost you very much.
Sure. And then, again, your professionals are there. They enjoy working on vehicles and lift kits and all the other things that you want to talk about on the trucks,
yep.
and other things.
And Tundas Truck Ranch, don't forget about our great new operation down at Price Road and Highway 75, Albert's out there.
Yeah.
And it's off to an incredible start, Charlie. And stuff like the lifts, the trucks down there, all the specialty stuff that we get, the off-brand stuff that people may not think to look for a Chevy truck on a Ford dealer's used car lot. Having it down there has really helped us draw attention to those trucks. We're kind of in our rebranding phase now on that, so if you're looking for a used truck, be sure to check out Dunge's Truck Ranch.
Safety. This is the time of year when we're going to get those torrential rainfalls. And
that's right.
How's your wipers?
That's a good point. I think I need to get mine replaced. I noticed on the way over here it was sprinkling a little bit, and I may need that myself. But you really notice it when you get it this time of year, because you've got a lot of stuff in the air, stuff
uh-huh.
blowing around. It's dusty, and then it starts to rain a little bit, and you can tell if it starts smearing. You really just need to replace the wipers. You just drop in it done. Just we can do it right on the drive. It doesn't cost very much at all.
Yeah, it is. So, again, those are just all the options you've got. DungeonChoice.com.
That's right.
And
we've had that. People ask, why is that? And we mentioned choice. You have a choice. And
right.
That's really what that means. But from there, you can go to our Toyota, Ford, or Lincoln website. You can search for used vehicles. You can schedule service appointments. hopefully the answers to your questions are up there. If they're not, give us a shout, and we'll be happy to help you out anyway.
Yeah, head downtown to the Hot Street Party coming up in just a little time.
Yeah, just in a few weeks on June 22nd, 6:30 to 11. We'll see you down there.
Okay. Brad, thank you so much. And thank you, not as the face right now of the young professionals, thank you for all you do in the community.
Yeah. Oh, thank you, Emily, very much. And have a great event this year.
Thank you
so
much.
And, of course, we'll be doing this again next Thursday morning right here as we talk your vehicle needs with Brad Dungis and the folks from Dungis Family of Autos on K1 Car Talk. News on the way next.
Dignity, compassion, excellence. Stump Funeral Home and Crematory, Bartlesville, Nowata, Barnstall. This is...